Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my joyful wife and best friend, Reverend Sheeta Crawford, who has blessed us for decades with solid teachings from God's Word.
Well, Todah, my dear, and yes, we do try to stick to the Scriptures over man's church laws as our source for truth, because the Bible is our Christian constitution. And should you have that personal relationship with Jesus, you already have experienced the many benefits of studying the Word of God.
Like joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
Yes, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:22.
A good one to memorize.
Memorization of His words is very important. Just a great element to your walk with Jesus. And it truly is a positive asset during your prayer time.
You know, another good scripture is in Ephesians 6.
And we will look at that in a few minutes, but first let us glorify God.
Abba, Father, we glorify You and Your name. May our light so shine before men that it breaks the veil of darkness, encompassing so many. May we not lose heart, but continue to strive passionately to build Your kingdom. Grant us Your shalom and extra power over the spiritual hosts of wickedness, so to maintain courage to speak forth the real truth, while showering true love and compassion. Bless our listeners, hear their prayers, and keep prodding the souls of our loved ones. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. That was very reflective and fitting for today's teaching. Thank you. We'll take just a few minutes to catch up on some news as it affects the body of Christ. Immigration is still a very hot button that the administration and Congress are continuing to work on. Most of us just want immigration done legally, and that's the bottom line. You know, it's difficult when out of 12,000 children under the age of 18 crossed our borders and 10,000 came in without their parents.
And that, of course, brings up the issue of child trafficking, teenage
yes.
gang members, drugs.
Yeah, and chain migration.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, babies and young children need to stay with their parents. That's a no-brainer. The latest this week was that President Trump decided just to deport all lawbreakers immediately without a court hearing. So we'll see. But we do pray for those who are seeking legitimate asylum and that they will enter through the legal ports of entry stationed all along the border.
Yep. What's the newest on the Mueller probe?
Well, I think it's slowly dying from what I can tell. And now it's more like the House Oversight Committee probe into the Democrats. And they are still waiting for additional documents that the DOJ and the FBI are not complying with. It's an obvious stall till after the midterm elections, because they know that certain documents will hurt the Democrats politically. We are getting some damaging drips and drabs, but much is still being hidden from the Americans. These would be, of course, more emails and text messaging between Hillary lovers, especially Peter Strzok, who, by the way, is testifying this week in a closed-door hearing. So much corruption is being exposed, as, well, the Bible makes reference to in the last days.
Yeah, 2 Peter 2:19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage.
Yes, they become slaves to sin, whereas Jesus breaks the chain of sin bondage.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Okay, so what's the newest with Israel?
Well, they are still trying to protect their borders with Gaza, and even more so with Syria, particularly the Golan Heights, you know, in the border areas. Interesting that they are trying to do what we also are trying to do, and that's protect our borders.
Yes, and Ephesians 6 says we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of darkness.
That's right, and we'll address that more in a few minutes. But the latest is Assad's Syrian army, with the help of Iran's Revolutionary Guard and, of course, Hezbollah, and they're disguised in Syria's military apparel. And, of course, they have the help of Russia. Well, they're moving very close and getting ready next to take over Kunetra.
It's the last biggest town on the Syrian border of the Golan.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that will give the enemy a good view of Israel's military defense lines.
Well, you know Israel will not allow that to happen.
Ah, that would be correct, especially because it's really Iran who will control it. Mm-hmm. And that is a fact. Early Tuesday morning, Israel struck an Iranian cargo plane carrying munitions at a Damascus military airport, causing the plane to burst into flames. On another note, concerning Israel's impending peace treaty, the latest is President Trump is threatening to sidestep the Palestinian leadership and present it to the people. And as we have said before, will include the dividing of Jerusalem. And that also is just a fact.
Because Scripture says it will.
Which is the final spark that fires up the tribulation.
Yeah, also known as Jacob's trouble.
Yes, whose name was changed to Israel. And Scripture tells us that Israel's leadership will actually sign a covenant, even though Scripture is emphatic that they should never make a covenant with those who do not serve their God. For if you do, God says, they will make you sin against me. How, you might ask? Well, by compromising, thereby giving allegiance to their gods. And you can read about that in Exodus 23, especially verses 32 and 33. He also adds that it will surely become a snare to you. And we already see so many today are declaring that Allah is the same as the God of our Bible.
The Quran is not our Bible.
And that is the snare that Satan loves. So to worship any god other than the true God.
Which, of course, all represent Satan with just a different name.
Mm-hmm. The God of Islam, Allah, is the God of Baal worship. Allah is just the feminine word for Baal. Not only that, Islam still uses Baal's ancient symbol of the star and crescent, as shown in ancient hieroglyphics on display in museums. In a sense, sacrificing to Baal is still happening when they kill those they call infidels. Read Jeremiah 19, especially verse 5. So bottom line, if you say that Allah is the same God as the God of our Bible, you are being deceived by the great deceiver and liar of all time.
Repent immediately.
Good idea. Okay, now might be a good time to let our listeners know how they can connect with us.
Absolutely. We do welcome all of your comments and end-time questions either by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006, and we'll call you back, usually within 24 hours. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are very much needed and certainly appreciated. All correspondence will automatically add you to our newsletter list. You can decide on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching letters all archived for your learning pleasure.
A plethora of information.
Also, you like that word plethora, don't you? Also, Shofar Assembly will meet at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 6th at Chester Christian Center in Chesterland, Ohio.
Okay, Dan, could you read Ephesians 6:10 through 13?
Brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand.
My friends, what God is conveying to all of his children is to beware. For what we think are just mere human beings can be demonic spirits wrapped up in a pretty bow to deceive by infiltrating the human race, spreading error like tares among the wheat.
As in the parable of Matthew 13, I think.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, the Greek word for put, as in put on the armor, the Greek word for put is enduo, which means to saturate oneself with his word, which is your whole body armor, your shield against these rulers of darkness. It's the word. You can't only pray it on, and it should never come off 24/7.
Absolutely. Yeah, Romans 13:12 speaks of the armor of light.
And thy word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Psalm 119, verses 105. And Proverbs 30, verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield. So there it is. The word of God is your shield, the armor, to those who put their trust in him. You know, there are very evil people who infiltrate our government, our recreation centers, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the athletic associations, the Olympics, Hollywood, and all the media, all the secret societies, false religions, and unfortunately, even in the highest levels of our Christian churches. Demonology 101 is infiltrate, infiltrate, infiltrate. In other words, pretend to be the most godly person but cause division, chaos, and strife among the brethren. It's ugly, but it's true. Paul gives us four different classes of demons. They're principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So there are obviously some entities that have different marching orders than others. Paul said in 1 Timothy 4:1, he said, now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. 2 Peter 2:1 says, and he also warns that false prophets would be among the people, just as there will be false teachers who will secretly bring in destructive measures and heresies. Now, in 2 Corinthians 11, there's a lot in there. It says, but we know that such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. These will preach another gospel, like good works get you to heaven. When Isaiah 64:6 says, your good works are like filthy rags. They are meaningless without righteousness. And we shouldn't be shocked by men of deception, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. So again, it shouldn't surprise us if his servants, the enemy's servants, also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. And Paul says their end will correspond to their deeds, revealing different degrees of hell. For there is a definite place called hell. Hell is the fate, not only of Satan and his demons, but of all who refuse to repent of their sins and put their trust in Christ. It's found in Revelation 20, verse 10. It says that the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So, back to the armor of God. You only get the armor by being in his word. Bathe yourself in it, memorize it, study every page. It will help you to discern in whom the enemy dwells. Let me give you an example. The New World Order elite are demonized beings of dark spiritual forces who, number one, want to lower the population of the world in order to gain better control of it, which, by the way, Revelation says will happen. Without understanding the evil nature of these dark forces, it is impossible to comprehend the unfolding of world events that points to his return. Also, remember, people die, but demons do not. You know, I struggled for many years to even think there could be such evilness in what seemed to be good people until I did my homework and came to the realization that even 9/11 was a devised New World Order scheme, a false flag to create a major problem. Watching our reactions of fear and the being ready with the solution. This has a name called the dialectic process. The solution would bring us into another kind of war called terrorism to enable them to strip us of our rights, beginning with the Patriot Act, to pick away at our Constitution, confiscate our guns, and ultimately to get rid of the middle class and throwing us into socialism. Which many of the millennials, sad to say, are falling for today thanks to our many liberal colleges. So what about the secret society Skull and Bones Bush family? Well, it began with the granddaddy Prescott, who was the director and vice president of the Union Banking Corporation of New York City, a Nazi funding bank. But funding both sides of the war through companies like I.G. Farben and the Rockefeller Standard Oil Company, George Sr. and Jr. were quite aware, I'm afraid to say, of the 9/11 massacre. But you got to do your own research, and it's very sad. The New World Order elite, or what they are now calling the International Order, are run mostly by high-ranking Freemasons who want major wars. Not only does it bring in a lot of money for military-industrial companies, but pleases Satan who desires death. Another example of this is on December 7th, 1941, when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. Why did they attack? Well, President Franklin Roosevelt was a high-degree Freemason who came from a family of bankers whose uncle Frederick was on the Federal Reserve Board. A correspondence has been brought to light, written by Henry Stinson, his Secretary of War, dated November 1941, to President Roosevelt, questioning how to maneuver Japan to make the first move so there would remain no doubt as to who were the aggressors. So Roosevelt successfully did everything in his power to anger the Japanese, like halting trade, freezing Japanese assets, as well as giving aid to Japan's enemies like the British, which is against international war rules. 3 days before the attack that happened on Pearl Harbor, Australian intelligence warned Roosevelt that a Japanese task force was headed toward the harbor. And he, of course, ignored it. Now, that's demonic, because as a result, 2,400 soldiers were killed that day. Interesting that before Pearl Harbor, Americans didn't want anything to do with any war. But after Pearl Harbor, they did. And 1 million men joined the war of World War II. And most of you know about Hitler and who was behind his rise to fame. And Vietnam was not a war that was meant to be won, only to be sustained. It's all about the money and depopulation. Here's something very interesting. Around the year 1980, an anonymous person with the pen name of R.C. Christian, which we think stands for the Rosicrucians, an ancient occult secret society under the Illuminati. Anyhow, in Georgia, USA, there is written on both sides of four thick slabs of concrete. They're standing upright. The 10 goals, or some call it commandments, of the New World Order globalists in 8 different languages. It's called the Georgia Guidestone. Check it out yourself. But the number one goal is to reduce population of the world to under 500 billion people. That's 500 and 6 more zeros. That's only about a tenth of what it is now. So death is very important and uses many methods. because besides wars, there's GMOs, chemtrails, pesticides, fluoride, man-made sickness like Ebola, AIDS, and a big one are vaccines that also make people sterile, and much more. Since their goals have not yet been met, at least all of them, something major is probably looming, whether another world war, a major tsunami from a nuke in the ocean that they'll blame on an asteroid, an EMP attack. Anyhow, some false flag is soon to happen. But here's the good news. The worst of the worst will be during the 7 years of the tribulation. And if you are called by his name and he knows you well, Jesus promised we would escape all those things that he describes in Luke 21. Because in verse 36, he added this. Watch, therefore, and pray that you will be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And I must point out to you that if your translation uses the word always after the word pray, cross out always, for it's not in the original Greek. This Luke 21 verse 36 prayer is a one-time salvation prayer to make yourself worthy by obtaining righteousness. And once you are saved, then you stay saved because your sins were taken to the cross. No more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8. The only exception, according to Hebrews 6, would be to utterly deny him, which is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. So, all who have made Jesus Lord over their lives will escape what's soon coming. So, saints of God, worry for nothing. Just realize the time is short. I tell you these things so to stir you up to witness even more. It's imperative, and remember, we are also witnessing to the future tribulation saints. And if you don't plant that seed now, they might believe the lie during the tribulation and never get saved. So it's important to plant those seeds, even if you yourself don't see the fruit. So the major question is, how about your heart? How well do you know him? Is he personal to you? You can invite him in right now just to be sure. Jesus is your Savior who has totally paid your debt. Of course, you could always prefer to pay it for yourself. It's always your choice. That's why God allows evil for a season, which is soon coming to a close. So I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing in number 622. Yivrekaka Adonai v'yishmereka, Ya'er Adonai panav v'leka v'yuneka, Yasei Adonai panav v'leka v'yisem l'ha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Oh my, time goes so fast. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper in all areas of your life. Psalm 122, verse 6. And don't forget to pray for our president, that he makes good, wisely decisions. In fact, all our leaders. And also pray that you have power to stand and witness and stand up for what you believe. It's important. Go in love. Talk to you next week. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.